Sure. Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this amazing August 8th.
Hallelujah.
That's right. It's a tremendous Tuesday.
And our baby girl is flying into Raleigh, North Carolina from Seattle.
And we're excited. Okay.
We're pumped about that.
We are. But today's Do Not Fear scripture is from Psalm 27:3. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. The war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Wow.
That's good.
That's powerful.
Amen.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine.
I probably just jumped right into that.
That's all right.
Okay.
You know, on today's call, we're going to talk about seven things that God will do that the government can't.
Interesting.
I'm tired of negative naysayers. Christian telling other Christians how bad things are, or how they're going to get economically worse in this country. Most of the naysayers are honest and sincere. However, some are encouraging people to get involved in this investment or that. Some of the naysayers are even seeking to profit from the confusion in the marketplace and on Main Street where people live. Am I minimizing the economic plight of this country? Absolutely not. Our country is not just borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Instead, we're borrowing from Ying to pay Yang, China.
That's it.
Sadly, we're borrowing money from people who not only don't serve our God, they don't believe in God or even fight against Christianity.
And they don't believe much in the country.
Nope. These people have nothing but contempt for the American dream. The principles upon which the republic was founded. Is that ignorant economic policy? Absolutely. Is unemployment over 10% when you take out the number of jobs created by the government? Absolutely. Is unemployment over 15% when you add in the number of people who stop looking for jobs or, well, they're underemployed?
Mm-hmm.
Is enough being done policy-wise, to spur economic growth, turn things around? Absolutely not. Is the government continuing to spend more than it takes in? Absolutely. Is that sound economic policy? Absolutely not. Neither your family or the government can spend more than they bring in.
Without causing a lot of trouble.
That's it. The bottom line for every family and government is simply this. If you're in a hole, stop digging. Some people suggest that the only way to turn things around in this country is by the redistribution of people's wealth. Is that an unscriptural idea? Absolutely. One more thing. This isn't an issue of Democrats and Republicans. It's about right and wrong. Now, you're probably wondering if I haven't just confirmed the predictions of the naysayers. No, I haven't. 1 Kings 17:2-4, Classic Amplified. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go from here, turn east, and hide yourself by the brook Cher, east of the Jordan. You shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded ravens to feed you there." We talked about this a couple of days ago.
That's right.
During this period in the history of Israel, wickedness ruled the land. As punishment, God brought a famine that lasted 3 years. Times were tough, economically speaking. Some people were doing without, but not the prophet Elijah. God provided for Elijah. He told him exactly where to go and what to do to find the miraculous provision that God provided for him. During this time, God kept the brook from drying up in the midst of a famine. That was huge. God calls the ravens to go bring Elijah food. That also was huge. Now, we want you to visualize and get this next statement down in your spirit. At a time when people were going hungry in the city, Elijah was well fed in the desert. We need to fully comprehend this fact that as born again believers, God will provide for us in the midst of economic famine, or hard times, or any other adversity. that we might face.
Mm-hmm. First, though, we need to know and fully comprehend that God knows our needs. In Matthew 6:32 in the New Living Translation, it says, "These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs." And second, God not only knows your needs, he said that he would supply them. Philippians 4:19, New Living Translation says, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." And third, God will tell you where to go and what to do to have your needs met. In Isaiah 48:17, it says, "I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do, where to go."
I love that verse.
And fourth, you must be willing to do what God says, regardless of how foolish it might sound. Though the word of God doesn't record it, I'm sure Elijah may have thought, "What is God thinking about sending me to a place in the desert? The last place you will expect to find water in a famine is the desert." But Elijah was not moved by natural logic. Only what the Lord said. He no doubt knew in his heart that if God said it, he could count on it happening. Similarly, no one in their natural mind would expect ravens for sure to bring food. We talked about this the other day. They're scavengers. They eat whatever they can find. They have their little beaks on. But once again, Elijah didn't fret or worry or say anything spiritually ignorant according to the natural mind. God is not troubled or moved by how desperate our situations or circumstances appear, because he's the solution to every problem we face. And fifth, we know that God will never leave us without a visible means of support. Look at the outstanding promises made in Hebrews 13:5. 13:5, I love this. In the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he," God himself, "has said," see, we don't have to go after all these things or be, you know, greedy or go craving all of these things. It says, "For he," God himself, "said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not." Now, if that doesn't assure you, I don't know what to say. In this verse, we're being told, really, not to put our trust in anything or anybody other than the Lord our God.
That's right.
Three times God says he would not in any way fail us, nor give up, nor leave us without support. He said there is no way in any degree that he would leave us helpless, nor forsake us, nor relax his hold on us. And he said, "Assuredly not." Wow. Sixth, God will not only support you, but he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
In Psalm 37:4 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord," meaning we need to realize who it is that we serve and delight in him, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. When we think about this scripture, we're also reminded of Matthew 6:21 in the New Living Translation. It says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." So we need to ask ourselves where our treasures are.
Seventh, redistribution of wealth is to be done by God and not the government.
That's right.
The only scriptural redistribution of wealth that is scripturally guaranteed is seed time and harvest. Genesis 1:28. "And God blessed them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis 26:12. 26:12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Galatians 6:7. 6:7 Classic Amplified. Do not be deceived, deluded, or misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself, who attempts to delude God. For whatever man sows, that and that only is what he's going to reap. The scripture says what we sow, that we shall reap. It's not what somebody else sows. It's what we sow. In summary, here's our economic policy. First, God, not the government, will solve your problems if you trust him and obey his instruction. Second, no matter how bleak things may look, God will always, always provide for your needs and desires. You read about that in Hebrews 13. And third and finally, put your confidence in the only one who can bring financial deliverance to your house. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah for sure.
That's a fact. Think on these things.
That's right.
Listen to them again. May call and hear the playback. 817. I'm sorry, not that.
No.
712-432.
That's right.
0990.
And the same access code.
Yep. Check it out.
That's right.
And until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.